left off left here in the Gemara. We learned left here Vlat and a half Gemara. We're off to Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, nine shuras from the bottom. Gemara starts, we learned Chub Mishalayim, we learned Chub of Tumalka. Now the Gemara is talking about the Chub of Beitar. The Gemara tells us, Asako de Rispik, Chov Beitar. Asako de Rispik, on the side of a Merkova, on the side of a wagon, Chorev Beitar. Beitar became Chorev on the side of a wagon because of the side of a wagon. The Gemara tells us what this means. The Hava Nihigi, there was the Miniki Hava Mesialagi Nuka, when a Zohar was born, when a child was born that was a Zohar, Shatlei Arzo, they planted an Eres, and when you Nukta, when a child that was a girl was born, is Shatlei, they planted to Nisa, they planted a different tree, which is also called a Shito in the Gemara, which is also a kind of Eres, it's a different kind of Eres. And these are the two trees they planted when a child was born. We cover minsevi, and when these children grow up and they got married, kaitzeluhu, they cut them down of the ginena, and they made from that a chupa. The Gemara is now telling us stam dvorim ba'alma. Everything that says in the Gemara is dvorim that are amukim and dvorim that have to be with a cheshvin, and we have to know that everything that comes with the, from the Ribbono Shel Olam b'frat and chub miYerushalayim is with a cheshvin meduyik ad miyot. With the Loshon HaMaral is that it has to be with an inyan of a dovah roi and has to be exactly shaykh one thing to the other thing. If it's not shaykh one thing to the other thing, it wouldn't have happened on such a even. So we have to know what the limit is that we learn from such a Gemara. First thing we have to know was the reason they were shosli arza. What's the reason they were shosli arza? For what reason were they shosli and arza? And Erez, we know from Psukim that Erez is meira on tkifus. Erez meira on geus. We just learned in this week's parsha that the reason why we take an Eitz Erez, what is the reason of Erez? And Erez is a migbia atzmeke Erez. And Erez, we also know, is from a strong piece of wood. So Erez has in it a koyach of gvura, a koyach of tkifus, and a koyach of strength to stay a long time. It's a zach that has in it a koyach of maimat. And that's the reason why they planted an Erez for a beracha. It's a simple reason for a certain beracha that they wanted, that they should be able to give a beracha for the ben and the bas, that they should have a kiyum like an Erez. And when they built, when they were going to build their bayis, they also built the bayis on the nekuda of an Erez, that it should be a dova hamamet. But it's not bechinom that this minig was daika in Beitar. Not bechinom this minig was in Dafke in the city of Beitar. Because the city of Beitar is a city that had in itself a big tkifus. The Mokim had itself a big tkifus. The Mokim of Beitar, like the Maral explains, was a barocha in tkifus. We learned three cities we learned about. We learned about Yerushalayim, which had a koyach barocha. We learned about Tur Malka, which had a koyach barocha in Ribui. And now we're learning about Beitar, which has a koyach barocha, not in Ribui, but a koyach barocha in tkifus. It had a koyach barocha in strength. And therefore, in the city of Beitar, which Beitar was the koyach of strength, Henning Gvura, it had a barocha in Gvura. It had a barocha in Gvura Gashmi, it had a barocha in Gvura Ruchni, ki yidua, then in Beitar, there was the Chachomim of the Zman, lived in Beitar. So it had a gvura and koyach of ruchni. So that's why they had a minig to plant an erez. The way the Ben Yoyodo tells us, a remez in the inyan of a erez, dafka a arzo liyunukta liyunuke, and for yunukta or to denisa, one starts with an aleph and one starts with a tof, that the bracha should go from aleph to tof. The bracha should go in all the chav based tzinoides hasheva. The bracha should be nislabish from aleph to tof. Just like we find in Parashas Bechukosai, Chazal tell us that Bechukosai starts with an Aleph in Bechukosai, and the Berachas end with Koimimius from Tov, that the Berachas go Kisidron from Aleph to Tov, that's how Chazal are mafli the Berachas, that they go in the Seder from Aleph to Tov, which means in the normal Seder of Ashpah, and with the complete Ashpah from the beginning till the end, from Aleph to Tov. So too they were Meshoysel Erez and a Tunisa, that when they were Mincivi, they gave them the Erez and the Tunisa, so it was a bracha which was from Aleph all the way to Tov. That's how the Ben Yehuda gives to explain the Remez in the Erez and the Tunisa, that the bracha was a Shleimistike bracha from Aleph to Tov. And that was the minik in Beitar, which Beitar had in that Gvura, that Kifus that Beitar had, in order to be able to be to have the tkifus should go on. It's an ish bechinom that the Beitar is begematria tof resh yud beis, the shleimus of bris, because that was the maila of Beitar. Beitar was the mokim that had a moyedik kesher to the Beir Olam, that even after Chub Yerushalayim, that's where the chachomim were, and it had a moyedik gevura. And the Gvura came from a Ruchnistik Gvura. It didn't come from a Gashmistik Gvura only. It came from a Gvura of being Gvura, of being Ezu Giba Rakev Shef Yitzroi, which that was Meira the Shem Beta, which has the Kerich of Bris, the Kerich of being Mizgaba on the Yetzer. And from there came the Tkifus Hadas, the Darga of Tkifus. Zog the Heilige Gemara, Yoim Echad, one day, Abba Kocholfe, Brate the Keser. The daughter of the Keser, the Bas Keser, went by. It broke by her Sako the Rispik. It broke by her the Sako the Rispik. It broke by her the side of the Rispik. It broke by the side of her Mekova. Kotsu Arza, so the Avodim from her cut down an Arza. And what they do with this Arza? Va'ailula. They wanted to go and use this arza to fix the Saka the Rispik. Also, Nofel Alayu. They came, the Yidden came, and they were Nofel Alayu. Machinu Osu Omer Lele Keser. So they came, the people, and told the Keser, Mordobach Yudoi, the Yidden were Meirid in you. Osu Alayu, the Keser came upon the city of Beitar. That's what the Gemara tells us. The Gemara tells us what happened over here. That Nemzach Eich from the Tkifis Hadas of the Anoshim of Beta, the Tkifis Hadas went onto a much too far the Kaifen. If they wouldn't have had that Tkifis Hadas and they would have been able to be Mavata and wouldn't have been let them cut down the Arza, they would have never had Churban. Tkifis Hadas, which goes to the extreme, always brings Churban. A person has to know when to let go from his Tkifis Hadas. If Tkifis Hadas is taken to the extremes, it always brings Churban. That's what the limit of the Gemara is. If they would have had a little bit of Seichel and the Tkifis would have been with, together with Chochma, and they would have been able to let go of the Tkifis, they would have known that doesn't pay to have with the Bas Kesel, to have a Mochama with the Bas Kesel over an Arza, such a silly thing as an Arza. Befrat, it's a minig leikri. It's a minig leikri. It was mamish a minig that it wasn't such a wichtige minig. Sorry, planted an Erez and Arza. It's a minig. It's a minig that doesn't have even such a big meaning to it. So there were actions achain on Dvorim Ktanim, and that actions achain on Dvorim Ktanim, without being mevata, and what they had to be mevata, caused the churban, which teaches us the midah of vitur, the midah of vitur that a person has to have. The midah of vitur is kiyum, and the midah of not vitur is churban. In every bias, there is that kind of limud that a person has to learn. Every bias is be'etzem a hemshech of kedushas Yishalayim, kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and kedushas Hamikdash. Every Yiddish bias has its Aveda, and every Yiddish Abayis has its three Nekudis, has in it Yerushalayim, has in it Tor Malka, and has in it Beitar. All three Nekudis are in every Bayis. Every Bayis has Kedushas Yerushalayim in it, every Bayis has a Shaykh of the Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Hamikdash. Every Bayis has in it the Inyan of Ribui, which is the Ribui Abonim and Bonis in Abayis, the Barocha in the Bayis, which is the Barocha of Tor Malka, and every Bayis has to be built with the Maila of Beitar, and the Maila in Ruchnis of Ribi Talmid the Chachom, and Tkifus Hadas that it has to have. But with that Tkifus Hadas that it has to have, one has to know that Chub Mabayis comes from Ibrige Tkifus Hadas. Tkifus Hadas has to go together with Vitu. Tkifus Hadas on silly things, on petty things, on narishkeiten, on menhogim that you could be mevater on, that causes churban. That's what the limit of the Gemara is, in a practical limit of the Gemara. In the hemshech hakedushis hamigdash, in the hemshech kedushis of Bate Yisrael, how a person has to know to be mevater on what he has to be mevater. There's a double nifla in the way a person has to learn a Gemara. Why is it that Daiko Beta was Nechav on a Bas Keser? Why Dafka on the daughter of the Keser? Why did it go Dafka on such an if Inyan? Why did it go Daiko on the Inyan of Bas Keser? The Maral is Marchinit, Hen Echidush Agodes, Hen in Netzach Yisrael. I don't want to say over the whole Maral, but we'll say over Dvorim, that are Dvorim Yisidim B'Yisrael, that the Maral tells us. The Maral tells us that Abbas has a greater kesher to a father than a ben. We find in many ways that Abbas is a greater binyan of the Av than a ben is a binyan of the Av. We find that Abbas is Brishus Aviyah and a ben is Brishus Aviv. The Torah HaKadosh tells us, Benu Reo Beis Aviyah, that Abbas is Brishus of the father. The Abbas is in the father's Brishus. We find other ways that the Torah is Mamshech Abbas to the father. The Torah talks about Dina. We see that the Torah says Ves Dino Bitoy. Why does the Torah say Ves Dino Bitoy? It's a simon that the Bas has a kesher to the father, not to the mother. A Bas has a greater kesher to the father, not to the mother. The Maral in Gur Aryeh in Chumash by Ves Dino Bitoy is marichin it. The Maral says Dvorim Neiroim, that just like a person has Am Shocha, the shleimus of a Adam is with his Bas Zivug, the shleimus of a Zohar is with his Nekeva, so too the shleimus of a father is Daika, doch the Nekeva that's Mekabel from him, the Bas that's Mekabel from him. A Bas has a greater kesher to a father. That's the koyach. It brings kama v'kama rayas to it in a Gemara Baba Kama Daf Nun, that you find that the schus of a father helped for a bas, and the schus of the father didn't help for a ben, because this koyach of a father's kesha to a child is greater to the bas than it is to the ben. As we know that the koyach of where a bas is born, the way Rashi brings in the beginning of Parshas Tazriah, also proves that point. And that's why, if they want to say that it came through the koyach of the keser, who has a greater koyach of the keser? The bas keser has a bigger koyach than the ben keser. That's the reason why a bas koyel is called a bas koyel and not a ben koyel. The Maral is marach on that inyan, that's why it's called a bas daike. Because a bas is the greater kesher than a ben is a kesher to a father. A bas has a greater kesher, a greater bittel, a greater atzmi is the kesher to a father. Now, the Maral tells us that in this city there was tkifus. There was the koyach of tkifus. Who took over that tkifus that Beitar had? That when the Chazal tell us that Asakot the Rispik Chorev Beitar, it doesn't mean that Beitar was Chorev only. It means that that Kifus that Beitar had, the Koyach of the Reimim took over that Kifus. The Maral tells us a very interesting lesson, that when we talk about Yerushalayim HaKadosh, there is Churban Yerushalayim. It wasn't taken over by the Reimim. The Reimim couldn't touch Yerushalayim HaKadosh. That Koyach is a Koyach Ruchni that's impossible for the Reimim to take. Tur Malka and Beitar, the Koyach of Ribui and the Koyach of Tkifus went over to the Reimim. The Bas Kesa took the Arza. She cut down the Arza. She took the Koyach of Gvura that was laying in Beitar, the Koyach of Tkifus that was laying in Beitar, and took it for Rome. Took it that the Reimim were able to take over that Koyach. That's what lies in the Gemara, that Asaket the Rispik is Chorev Beitar. It means that they were able to take over the Koyach of Beitar, and they took the Koyach of Beitar to themselves. Why did they have a koyach to overcome? They had a koyach to overcome. They had a koyach to overcome. Even on Dvorim Ketanim, the Ben Yehuda says Adova Nifla, that one has to learn from this Gemara. We see the difference of Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Rishon happened because of Averis Chamurais B'Yisa. Chazal tell us it happened because of Avei Dezara, Gilei Arayis, and Shviches Domim. It happened because of three Averis that one is Mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh for. The three Averis that are the Chiyas of a Yid, and without that a person can't live. That's why it happened, the Churban of Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni happened because of Sinas Chinom, because of Lashon Hara, things that are not on that Darga of Chamuris. There are Dvarim Kalim, Dvarim that Adam Dosh Bakevov. There are the Mitzvahs Kalois, that Adam Dosh Bakevov. There are Be'emes Havoinis Kalim, that a person who should be able to be Goyver on it. And for them came such Moridic Exeris. And therefore, the Sibais that we find, the Sibais were also Dvarim Kalim. They never, the all the Churm was Atanagoyl, Atanagoylta, Asaka, the Rispik, and Dvarim Ketanim, because Be'etzim Daveris were Dvarim Ketanim. Dvarim Ketanim, which had big effects, but Dvorim Be'etzem, that a person should be able to be Mizgaber on them. Averis Kalish Adam Dosh Bakevov, Roshan Oros, and Eschinom, things that are Be'etzem easy for a person to be Mizgaber on. And that's why the Churm came Daikos or Dvorim Ketanim to be Meramis, that the Churm came on such things that are Dvorim Ketanim. Zogt der Heilige Gemara. We're going to now say what happened to Beitar. What happened when they came into Beitar. They bring a posik in Echa. The posik says in Echa, Goda Bachari Af. The Rebbeinu Shalom was Goda Bachari Af, Keil Keren Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom was Goda Bachari Af, Keren Yisrael. Keren is the union of Gevura. Keren is the Gevura of a person, is the Keren. Keren, just like a Sher, and everything that is Mazik Bekeren, that's the Gevura, is called the Keren. So too is Goda Bechariyof, called Keren Yisrael. Beitar is called the Keren Yisrael. Beitar is called the strength of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's called Keren. Because Keren is the strength of Klal Yisrael. And we just said the Milo of Beitar was, it's Gevura, it's Skifus. That's the Milo of a Keren. Omer Rab Zera, Omer Rab Avua, Omer Rab Yechanan. Elu Shmoinim Elef Karnei Mulchama Shenichnesu Lekrach Beita B'Shosh Elachdua. These are the Goda B'Chiriyaf. How was the Abish the Goda B'Chiriyaf Kelkeren Yisrael? They came in Shmoinim Elef Karnei Mulchama. Karnei Mulchama means Toike Keren. As I state in Rashi, Roshe Geiso is there was Toike Keren. It means that was besides the army that went with them, there was 80,000 Roshe Geises, 80,000 Roshe Mulchama that came into Beitar B'Shosh Elachdua. That's how many people came in. The Meral Kedarkei, that doesn't let through anything in the Gemara, explains that the mitzvah of Shmoinim Elef is a mitzvah that is a daikadike mitzvah. The Maral says we know that everything in this world has shesh ktzavis. Everything in this world has six sides. That means a cube has six sides. If you take every cube has eight keronis, four on top and four on bottom. So the mitzvah of Keren, everything in this world has eight keronis. So be'etzem, the union of Keren is always misyachas to eight. Shmoinim is only a ribui of the number of eight. Because every dova in this world has eight keronis. That's why the mitzvah of eight has to do with the mitzvah of Keren. But it's much deeper than that. Seven is the mitzvah of Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, everything runs with seven. 7 days of a week, then starts another week. Seven is the shleimus of Olam Hazeh. Eight is the mitzvah of Lamala Olam Hazeh. Something that goes out Lamaila. Keren is not the atzmius of a thing. The Keren is above the thing, besides the thing. The Keren is the extra gvura that comes min asaf aluchutz. You have the behema. The behema is the shleimistic behema. The Keren is meisreis. The Keren is be'etzem not the atzmius of the behema. It's not ready to eat. The aloch is by a korban that the Keren calls mansa mechubar. It's oilel mizbeach. If it's not mechubar, it's not oilel mizbeach. The dove moseris. Like the other parts of the behema, they have no shavius. So that's why it's the daikot to the mispar of eight. Which the mitzvah of eight is something that's minachutz, and that's why the keren is misyachas to the mitzvah of eight, and that's why it came with the koyach of shmoinim elef, which is misyachas to the koyach of keren. Elu shmoinim elef karnei melchama, the opposite of the maila of klal Yisrael, which was a keren Yisrael, the opposite of the maila of klal Yisrael, which is the strength of klal Yisrael. That's the strength of klal Yisrael. That's the keren Yisrael. That's the strength of klal Yisrael. The opposite of that koyach of keren Yisrael is the koyach of the karnei melchama, which came to take over their strengths, to destroy their strengths. That's what came over to krach b'shosh alechdua v'horgu bo anoshim noshim v'taf. They killed Anoshim, Noshim, Vetaf. That means they killed and didn't leave over anything of the city. Nothing was left over of the city. It was completely destroyed. Anoshim, Noshim, Vetaf. That's why the Gemara says Anoshim, Noshim, Vetaf, to tell you that from the whole strength of Beitar, nothing was left. Achaholach domam v'nofal liyama godel. The dam was nofal liyama godel. What does the Gemara want to tell us of this? Achaholach domam v'nofal liyama godel. The Maral explains that the Gemara wants to explain that nothing was left of them. Nothing was left of them. Nothing was left. When blood goes into Yamagodol, it's not nikir anymore. It becomes mayim. Damu ha-nefesh. Mayim is chimer. Mayim is the opposite of dam. There's two things. Dam is the inyan of Gashmias. Mayim is the inyan of Gashmias. Dam is Meira and Pnimias. Dam is the nefesh of the person. So when you have Dam and Mayim, there are two opposites. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Ki min ha-mayim mishisiu. What does it mean, Ki min ha-mayim mishisiu? He was Mishulu from Gashmias, the Maral learns. He had no kesher to Mayim. He was completely Moshu min ha-mayim. He had no kesher to Gashmias. Mayim is the inyan of Geshem, the inyan of pure Gashmias. We know that Magid Meshorim told the Beis Yosef that he shouldn't drink plain water, because water is Megashem, because water is the simen of Gashmias. Water is the pure water, is the simen of Gashmias, as they state in Magid Meshorim. And that's the inyan of Mayim is completely Chaymel. Masha'en Kein Dam is Tzura. When you want to say that the whole Tzura was bottle, what happened to the Dam? The Dam was Nichnas Liyamagodel. The Yamagodel is the spastus of Gashmias completely, the spastus of Hedel, there's no Chius, it's completely Yam, it's completely no without Pnimius, and there the Dam went in and became bottle Ligamri. That's what the Gemara wants to tell you. Anoshim, Noshim, Vitaf, everybody was Neda, even the Dam was Neda, there was nothing left. And the Maral tells us, Dvorim Nifloim, we can understand it with a piece of Erged Al Yo in Parashat Shmos, in Erged Al Yo in Parashat Shmos, which Be'emes the Shirish is already in Rishenim. The Erged Al Yo tells us that there are words, that the words have the same meaning as opposite meanings, Shirish and Tisharish. We know that Shirish means that it has a Shirish, Tisharish means to uproot. It's the same word, it's used the same word both ways, where it's Marach, the union of Shem and Shmoma are also the same word. That's the Ariches in the beginning of Parashat Shmos. So the Maral tells us here, Dvorim Amukim B'Yesa. What was the Maila of Beitar, or the Chesoron of Beitar, whichever way you want to call it? Beitar is Optaich, better than say Maila or Chesoron. Beitar was very kifistic. It was completely arangiflans. It was netua. It was had a big netia. That's why there were netia and erez. A netia means something that's mushrish strong. That's the touch of a netia. The Maral explains why the Torah is nimshal le'etz. For what reason is the Torah nimshal le'etz chayim? To tell you that the Torah is netua. The Torah is not abezecheinu. You can't move the Torah Akdosha. The Torah Akdosha is something that can't be moved from its place. That's the inyan of Erez, that it was very strong, that a very strong Sheirish, that a very strong Sheirish. If they had a very strong Sheirish, then Begor wants to tell you that from that Sheirish they became mushrosh legamani. They became completely left without any Sheirish, without any Eonof. If somebody tries to be too mushrish, the Einish is that they become completely nishrash. Nothing blibes from them. Anuyir de Kamaral, he says, Hoven ze heitev, because he's saying here, an oimik nifla admiyot, that when somebody wants to become so strong, that he wants to be so strong that you can't be oikirim, the Einish comes completely to the opposite side. Instead of being sheirish, it becomes tisharish. He's completely nekar, he's all sheirish. And that's what the Gemara is trying to tell you. Hargaba anoshim, noshim, vitaf. Everything went out. They went out completely. They went out completely. There became nothing left of them. That's one way to understand it. There's another way to understand it. Like we learned before in the Gemara, the Maila of Klal Yisrael, we're going to learn more in the Maila of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael goes from one end to the other. Either Klal Yisrael has Lamaila, Lamaila, or Klal Yisrael has Lamata, Lamata, which shows that Klal Yisrael doesn't have a kiyam up Yiderech HaTeva. Klal Yisrael doesn't have a kiyam Yiderech HaTeva. Something that has a kiyam Yiderech HaTeva doesn't get lost completely and doesn't go up completely. Klal Yisrael goes up all the way and goes all the way down. Why is that the Klal Yisrael Kshem Oilem Oilem Ad Lamailu Kshem Yerd Yerd Ad Lamata? Because their Kiyam is not up in Teva, their Kiyam is Lamailu Meseida Teva. And Teva they have no Kiyam in Gansan, so they Yerd Ad Lamata. Lamailu Meseida Teva, they Yerd Ad Lamailu. That's why Beta, when they became Nechrav, is nothing was left of them. What does it mean nothing was left of them? That they Yerd Ad Lamata. That in Teva they have no place in Teva. Either they live Lamailu Meseida Teva, when Teva is Shailat in them, they have no place in Gansan. They lose their Kiyam in Gansan. That's what lies in the Gemara when the Gemara tells us that Hagosha, that Beitar was completely destroyed, completely. Zog the Heilige Gemara, Shema Toima, Kereva Isa. You'll think that the Yamagodl was Kereva, Rechoika Isa Mil, it was far a mil. That's how much the blood ran a mil, which means that there must have been a lot of blood and a lot of a stream that caused it to run so far. Tanya Rabbeleza Godl Oima. We learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Leza Godel said, Shnei Necholem Yesh Bebikas Yodayim. two necholim there are in a place that's called in Bikas Yodayim. That means there's a place that's called Bikas Yodayim, but it means more than that, just there was a place that's called Bikas Yodayim. Now, just like two Yodayim as a Yemina and a Smoil and then a Spashet right and left, so too the Gemara is telling you that there has two Necholim, Echad Moshech Eilech and Echad Moshech Eilech, and that's why it was called Bikas Yodayim, because just like two Yodayim there's a Yemina and a Smoil, so too the Necholim went with a Yemina and a Smoil. Echad Moshech Eilech and Echad Moshech Eilech. V'shir Chachomim, and the Chachomim were Meshire in this water, that there was so much dam in the Arugei Beita that went through these Necholim to the water, that there was Shnei Chalokim Mayim V'Shlish Echad Dam. That's how much there was. Why does the Gemara say Shnei Chalokim Mayim V'Echad Dam? As we said before, that there was nothing there, that it became a Gansen bottle, that it was bottle in Gansen, there was bottle bereif, the water was more than the dam. There was nothing left of the water of the dam. The dam became Gansen bottle. The Ben Yoyoda learns that the Shnei Chalokim is Meramis Tralocha of Yayin. That we know that Yayin, what's the Inyan, how much you Mozig Yayin? The Gemara says in Nida, Daf Yutes, that a Mozig is Shnei Chalokim Mayim ve'echad Yayin. And what is the Koyach of Talmid HaChomim? The Koyach of Talmid HaChomim on Nimshul Yayin, on Nimzag v'Shnei Chalokim Mayim. That's the Koyach of Talmid HaChomim. So Memele, if that's the Koyach of Talmid HaChomim, the Gemara wants to tell you that these Talmid HaChomim, where they were Balei Teira, that this Dam of Beitar was Dam of Balei Teira, and it was the Daka Dam that was Taka Mozuk Dike Dam. It was Mozuk, the Teira, they had the complete Darg of Teira, Al Yechse HaMezek, they had the complete Darg of Teira. That's why it went in the Eifern of Meziges HaYayin, because Yayin is Meramez on the Yena Shal Teira. There's two Chalokim of Teira, there's the Chelik HaSeid of Teira, and the Chelik HaNigel of Teira, and the Talmud Chochem is Mozuk from the two Chalokim together, Yayin and Mayim, and that's the Meramez, that Inyan of Dam and Mayim in the Eifern of Meziga, to show what kind of Talmid HaChomim Beit HaHed, that there were Beit HaHed Talmid HaChomim that wasn't Chaser the Mezek. They were complete Talmid HaChomim, nothing was missing of them. B'masnis and Tana, in a Beraisa we learned, Sheva Shonim, 7 years, Botsu Umesa Oilam Es Karmeyem, 7 years, the Umesa Oilam gave the Beitzer, the Karm, a Karm is called Bitzira, when you take the Anovim from a Karm, it's called being Beitzer, the Karm, cut down the Anovim from the Karm, Midomom Shal Yisrael, from the blood of Klal Yisrael, Beloy Zevel, they didn't need Zevel, that means that was the Koyach of the dam, that the dam was like it had a koyach to bring out yayin. That's what this man the Omer is telling you. That just like dam is doimel leyayin, we find the lashon in pasuk in Dvarim dam anolav of tishtei chama. We find that dam and yayin have the same inyan. We know that when we drink yayin, it's meramis to dam. That we need yayin odoim. That means that that's why we're able to take out the koyach to make yayin, because the dam is has a koyach of yayin in it. That's what the Gemara wants to say. And it brought out the koyach of yayin to show the koyach of the dam of Klal Yisrael, probably the oimik of the Gemara, to show the koyach of the dam of Klal Yisrael, that the dam of Klal Yisrael is be'etzem yayin, it be'etzem has the koyach of yayin in it, which we talked about, the koyach of yena shel teira, which lies in the pnimius of Klal Yisrael. Omer avchia ba'oven, omer avshua ben korcha, sochli, Sochli, Zokan Echad Me'anshe Yishalayim. Zokan Echad Me'anshe Yishalayim told me, Bebikko Zu Horag Nizuvuradin, in this Bikko that he showed him, Bebikko Zu that he showed him in front of him, Bebikko Zu Horag Nizuvuradin Rav Tabochem. Nizuvuradin was the Rav Tabochem from the Machrive of Yishalayim. He was the Rav Tabochem that was from the Reimoim. He was the Rav Tabochem from Reim. He killed in that place Horag Tishim Va'arba Ribui Al Evan Achas. Masai va'achas esrei ribi, that's what he thought in that bika. He killed Masai va'achas esrei 211 times 10,000, which is a cheshbin of Neir va'oyom, 2,110,000 yidin. He killed in that bika. That's what he killed. Ubishalayim horak. Tishim v'alba ribi al even achas. In Shalayim he killed 94,000, 10,000, that's 940,000, al even achas. Achaholach, we will soon see what happened from these two domim. every mispar that says in the Gemara is not a mispar bechinom. We don't understand misparim. We have no kesher to misparim. But when Gedolei Olam amagalos the neflois in Torah, we have to see the plois that there are in everything. The Ben Yoyada tells us, one sees such a pu'ula that 2 million people get killed, more than 2 million people get killed, a person gets shocked, and it could shock a person, chas v'sholom, to lose, chas v'sholom, the Ribbono Shel Olam, upbeaten, it should shake his emunah, it should shake his betochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The number of 211, the number of 211 zoktun ben yoyada, everything is only a spashtus. Once it's 211, it goes into ribui and it goes into whatever, but that's only a spashtus of the number 211, is exactly the mispar of ma'alalei keil. It's exactly the mispar of ma'alalei keil. Ma'alalei keil is the mispar of 211. That's the mispar of 211. That means it wants to tell you that one shouldn't think that chas v'sholom it's a mikra. That's from the ploys of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Neira alila b'nei adam with the gzeira of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's only that person was the shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That person had nothing to do with it. He was the shliach that the Ribbono Shel Olam used of its ma'alalei keil. It's a munah that a person has to chazer when a person sees such things. When we see Dvorim Neiroim Admiyed, and a person doesn't understand it, of course we don't understand it, but we have to have the Amunah that's Neira Alila B'nei Adam, it's Ma'alele Keil, it's the works of the Bara'ilam, and we don't understand. And so we have to be Ma'amin B'Amunah Shleiman. That's why the number exactly has a Cheshman of a number, the exact Gematria of Ma'alele Keil, to tell you that Nekuda, that we should remember it's Ma'alele Keil. Tishim v'arba ribui, 94 times 10,000, 940,000. Why the number of tishim v'arba? Zok the Heilige Gemara. Achaholach domam v'noga b'domo shel Zecharya Novi. It touched the blood of Zecharya Novi. Lekayim ashenema v'domim b'domim nego. How much is the gematria of domim? 94. So that's the mispah of 94,000 to be meramis, that was the domim bedomim nego. That's why it was daikin, the mispah of 94, also to be meramis on the domim bedomim nego. The pliyas was licked in Ashtikol Gemara. What happened with Zecharya? The Gemara talks about what happened with Zecharya Novi. In order to understand the Gemara, we have to be magdim, the kapitlich in Divrei Hayomim, that tells us what happened with Zecharya. Zecharya came and it says in the time when Yoyosh was Melech, it says that in Klal Yisrael there was a very big Yiddishkeit. Vayazvu is Beis Hashem Elokei Aveisehem. Vayavdu, and they went in the din Avodah Zarah, Es HaAsherim, Ves HaTzabim, kind of Avodah Zarah. Vayiketzef al Yehuda, Vayishlayim, Vashmosan Zeis. Vayishlach Bahem, and the Ribbono Shel Olam sent Nevi'im, LaShivam El Hashem, to take them back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayu'idu Bom, and they said Eidus in Klal Yisrael. That means they said Nevuah to Klal Yisrael, Veloi Hezinu, and they didn't listen. Then it says in Chazal, that on Yom Kippur Shechaliyus B'Shabbos, the Melech Yoyosh wanted to bring in a Pesel into the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to bring in Rachmanel Etzlan and Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash. Came Zecharya Novi, and Zecharya Novi wanted to stop him. And it says in Pasuk, V'ruach Elokim Lavsha Es Yizcharya Ben Yoyada HaKoyin. V'yamid Ma'ala Om, and he stood from higher in the Om. V'yoyim Elohim, Koyom Alikim. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam said. Lo matem oivrim es mitzvos Hashem. Why you oiv the mitzvos? The Ribbono Shel Olam will lo itatzlichu. Ki azavtem es Hashem vayazav eschem. Zog the pasuk Rachmana Litzlan vayikshiru olav, and Klal Yisrael went and took themselves upon Zecharya, vayigemu even b'mitzvas amelech b'chzar b'eis Hashem. They stoned him in the mitzvas amelech, in the pekuda of the melech Yoyosh, in the chzar b'eis Hashem. Ukimeisei, when he was dying, Zecharya said, Oma, Yera Hashem v'yidresh es domi. Yera Hashem v'yidresh es domi. The Ribbono Shel Olam should see and be derish my dam. That's what we're going to learn now. What happened, that they were derish the dam of Zecharya. That's why it was Noga b'domish el Zecharya l'kayim asher nemar. Domim v'domim nugo, and that's what Yirmiyahu Novi is mekainin. But Yirmiyahu Novi is mekainin in Eicha. Yirmiyahu Novi says, "Ei Hashem v'abita lemiyah elalta kei imtechal no noshim piryom oilele tipuchim." And the Ruach HaKodesh answers for him, "Im yahoreg b'migdish Hashem koyim v'novi." He asks the Rebbeinu Shalom, "Why is there such a einish chama that happens such a noyedik einish?" And the Rebbeinu Shalom answers that it happens because of the Mihorig Mimigdish Hashem Koyim Venovi. The Medrash tells us that Klal Yisro was over 7 Averis Rachman Lutzlan on that day. They killed a Koyin, a Novi, and a Dayan. They spilled Dam Noki. They were Machal Shem Shemayim. They were Matama Da Zora, and it was Yom Shabbos, and it was Yom Kippurim. That's what it happened. Now came the Zuradin, and he wanted to be Noikim in that Dam. He wanted to see what happened with that Dam. Ashkeche Ledomei Zcharia. Nezuradin found the Dam of Zcharia. We have to remember that we're talking in a Kaimalon of 200 years later. 200 years later. 200 years later, the dam still existed, and the dam was still toises. The dam was still bubbling. The dam was still cooking. The earth did not be koiled the dam. The dam, the earth wasn't koiled the dam. The dam of the Novi, of the Nevi Hashem, Ashkechei ledami deschaya da'avakom mirtach v'solik oma. It was mirtach v'solik. It was boiling up and down. That's where he founded the dam. So he asked, "What is this hevel that's coming from this dam?" It was Moshe Chizlev to see what this mu'ur is. Ashkechei found ledame deschaya da'avakom mirtach v'solik oma. My high, what is this? Omrelei, so the Kainim wanted to tell him something that's not true. They told him, Zmadam, Zvachim, Dishtapach. They're afraid to tell him the truth. I said, Domi, he brought the blood of Behemoth, Veloy Idmi. The dam of a Behemoth wasn't the same as the dam that was there. It wasn't the same color dam, so he knew that it wasn't that dam. Omer Lehu, so he told the Kehanim that were there, Imam Risali Mutif, if you will tell me it's good, Vilav Masrikno Lebsaraichu Bemasriki de Parzali. If not, I will comb your skin with combs made out of Barzal, as Anir de Kainish. Omer Lai, my name Allah, what should we tell you? Nevia Haviabon, we had a Novi within us. The Hava called Mochachlon Bemile de Shmaya. He told us Musa Bemile de Shmaya. Kaminalei Vikotlinalei. We started up against him, the Katlinan lay. He wanted to know exactly that it does nothing to do. There's a Katlinan lay to kill a person, the goof, and there's Katlinan lay when you kill him other ways. There's Katlinan lay in other ways. Bizmanein was echdo the Katlinan lay. When we're muchach bekemeli de Shmaya, when Gedeli Yisrael are muchach bemile de Shmaya, is the menuvolim also kamina lay the Katlinan lay. They use other ways to be Katlinan lay. Use blogs to be a Katlinan lay. To be mefarsim shkorim v'chzov ma Gedeli Yisrael. To bashmutz their name. That's also with Katlina Lay. So there's El Bechetz, and Ishkan Afkimene Katlina Lay like that, or Katlina Lay like that. It could be it's a lot worse. Vakamo Shnin de la Konayach Dome. And there's years already, 200 years, that the dam is Leinayach Dome. The dam doesn't have Menucha. The dam is Tesis. Omer Luhu, he told them, Ano Mephaisinele. I will be Mephais the dam. I will cause the dam to be Mephuyas, that it should be Mephuyas. Ozol, he went, Rachmana Litzlom. Ozol, he went, I see, he brought Sanhedrin, Gedeilah, and Sanhedrin, Ketana. He brought the Sanhedrin of Shivim Ve'echad, and the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, that was in Beis HaMikdash, the two Sanhedrins, and he brought them, Kotel Alayu, he killed them, V'leinoch, Psul, Ibchurim, V'psul, is Kotel Alayu, V'leinoch, I see, Tenoiki, Shabbis Rabon, Kotel Alayu, V'leinoch, and then, Omalei Zecharia, Omalei. So he said, Zecharia, Zecharia, Toivu Shebem, Ibadetem, Nichelach Davetini Lekulu. You want that I should kill all of them? Kida Omalei Hochi, when he told him that, Noch. Then it was Noch. The Rebbeinu Shlom made that it should be Noch. He made the Rebbeinu Shlom made that it was Noch. The Rebbeinu Shlom said it should be Noch. And the way it says in Medrash, it was Nivla. It was Nivla. It was Nivla, the dam was Nivla. Zok di gemore dvorim nifloem admiyot. What happened over here? What happened over here? Bahi shata. At this moment, his hira b'tshuva. It was hira b'tshuva b'dayte. Nizvoradin egoi had a hira b'tshuva. He had a hira b'tshuva. He became this oira b'tshuva. Dvorim nifloem admiyot. He became this hira b'tshuva. What did he say? Omar. Imai imal nefesh achas kach. May madch on a nefesh achas. It is like that. Hahu gavro de kotel kolhani nishmosa al achas kama vekama. I don't remember where I saw this diuk, but I saw a diuk in a sefer, a diuk nifla. Why did he change the lashon from nefashos to nishomis? Why did he say in beginning nefesh achas kach? And then he said kolhani nishmosa alachas kama vekama. It should say kolhani nifoshes alachas kama vekama. The teretz is when a person starts being mahara b'tshuva, suddenly becomes this ala a little bit in his madrega. In the beginning he thought that it was only a nefesh, and after he was misboinen a little bit, he was this ala to be masik that he didn't kill nifoshes, he killed nishomes. He changed suddenly his asaga. In a minute he thought first it was only a nefesh achas kach, and from that hirch that he said nefesh achas kach, he was nesala to a higher madrega. He already understood that it wasn't enough for nefesh. He understood already that he was chepping nishmas in the kach v'kach. And it's up to Gemara. You know what happened because of him, that Orak, he ran away. Ozel shoda shtal paltas bebeise. He sent home a shtal tzavor, what they should do with the things in his house. Ve'igayel, and he became a gael. Says Hafla v'fela. What is this Indian that he became this Eir over here? He became this Eir over here, b'tshuva. What did he become this Eir b'tshuva from? He came this Eir b'tshuva from a pu'ula of Hariga of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara tells us the next Shura Gemara. Tana Naman Ger Teshevaya, Nizvuradin Ger Tzedekaya. The Gemara tells us two things. Naman was a Ger Teshev, Nizvuradin was a Ger Tzedek. What does the Gemara want to tell us over here? In Eir Gedal Yohu, in Eir Gedal Yohu, in Parshat, in Shchedish Nissen, there's a neurodike bi on this Gemara. It could be it's built on other Svarim before it. It's built on a Maral for sure, which we'll say over the Maral, and then we will see how he says Pshat in the Gemara, a neurodike Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we spoke about this Gemara before, Beremes. The Gemara tells us in Ksuvis, Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis, Maiseh B'Rabbi Yechim Mezakai, there was Reichav Al-Chamor, and he went out of Yishalayim. And they saw a Riva Achas, Shalev, Semeketes, Siorim, she took Siorim from the Gloli Behemis of the Arvim. And Rabbi Yechim Mezakai said, Ashreichem Yisrael, בזמן שאתם עושים רצוני של מוקם אין קולוש אומה ולא ששאלת בהם, ובזמן שאין אתם עושים רצוני של מוקם, עוד אתם נמסורים ביד אומה שווילה. פרק דמרה לנצח ישראל, in Perek Yud Dalit. What's the Lashon Ashreichem Yisrael? What is the Lashon Ashreichem Yisrael? And the Maral explains, like we said before, the Ashreichem Yisrael is that Klal Yisrael has no shlita to teva whatsoever. Klal Yisrael does not live al pi teva. Klal Yisrael has no mokem al pi teva. The Heilige Rab Tzadik HaKoyen explains that Klal Yisrael was born from Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu was after the age of Piteva to have children. For what reason? That a Yid should know he does not exist al Piteva. A Yid should realize al Piteva there's no existence for Klal Yisrael. Because Avraham Avinu was not able to al Piteva be able to be Meilet. So if so, our whole existence comes from Avraham Avinu. So our whole existence is not al Piteva. So there's no Mokim for Yish and Gansim because we don't live al Piteva. We have no Mokim in Teva. Klal Yisrael doesn't exist al Piteva. Klal Yisrael's Mokim is not Teva. That's a Shreichem Israel. The achoch is k'shem oylem oylem ad lemaila, lemaila of everything. And when it's yodim, k'shem oysen retzayne shalmakoyim, you see the anhogim yuchedes of Klal Yisrael. The anhogim yuchedes of k'shem yodim. That's part of the ashreichem Yisrael. It's hard for us to digest it, but we have to realize that whatever we saw in Golus, the neyudike arigis, the neyudike shmodis of Klal Yisrael, is the achoch of ashreichem Yisrael. It's the achoch of the godless of Klal Yisrael. That's the achoch of Godless Israel. The Rabbi Yankiv Emden writes in Siddur that the kiyum of Klal Yisrael and Golus is a greater nes than Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a greater nes than Yitzias Mitzrayim that Klal Yisrael exists today with all the shmodis it exists, and that it went through shmodis, that all is a part of the nisim of Klal Yisrael of Alamalam and Seda Atever de Kenan Hoga. It says in the Gedal Yo Dvorm Nifloim, comes a Naman. What did Naaman see? So Nisim gedoyim him. Elisha took him and he saved him from his teras. That his tzeiris was only to become a Ger Teshev. Nebuzaradan saw something else. He saw Chub Magodil. And he saw in Chur Magodil that he saw such a godless of Klal Yisrael. He was able to be maven the godless of Klal Yisrael. That's Roy Lidovik Mumazui. He was maven that Arsaga. That from the Churm of Klal Yisrael, he saw that this is not Tivius. He was able to see the Lamalim say the Atav of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because he had the Neshama of a Ger. We have to understand that. That there's no person that becomes a Ger unless he has a Neshama of a Ger. A Goy doesn't see that. The Neshama of a Ger sees it. The Chidah tells us who are the Gerim in Klal Yisrael. They are the ones in every Ummah. B'shas when it came around Ummah V'Loshein, when Kath came around in Ummah V'Loshein, and they told them that you want to ask be Mekabel the Torah. There was in every nation somebody wanted to be Mekabel the Torah, and those that wanted to are the Nishmas Gerim, and those are the Gerim that come. But there's such a thing called a Nishmas Gershen is Gaya Kikot Shenoyledomi. Zogin Einer from the Mefarshim was a Gershen is Gaya Goyshen is Gaya. No, he was a Ger before already. He already had a Nishmas Ger, and he was a Radin had a Nishmas Ger, so he was able to be Oymid on this Neir the Kinekuda. He was able to be Neir on the Kuda of the Godless of Klal Yisrael that comes out from the pieces of Klal Yisrael, from the Yerida of Klal Yisrael. From there he became Nisera. That's the Nekuda that Nizuradin became Nisera to such a Madrega that he became Nisera, that he became a Ger Tzedek. That's what the Gemara wants to tell us. The Maral says, Dvorim Nifloim Admiyot. The Pachat from the Burim that says in the Maral. Maral tells us, what does the Gemara want to tell us? The Gemara wants to tell us that if a guy has a koyach godol admiyot to be able to do such churban, and a guy has the yichelis to do such churban, there has to lie in that person a koyach godol, and every koyach that lies in the kudah of kedusha, and the greater the koyach godol is to do peulos of rishus, there has to lie in the kudah of kedusha that has to come out of it. Yes, them koyach godol miyot muflogim berishes. I efshe shalayim mitzuref koyach shalem el koyach elyon koyach shal Hashem izbarach. That shoy is the etzam betuma. It was the idem betuma. But lefika choye b'neim gidoyim melamdim teir barabim. Why? Because it came out the nekuda of kedusha that was with them. That nekuda of kedusha came out in them. The psadov on niflet says the maral. There's a different way to understand it. A way that says be'emes in kedushas levi. Levi says that every guy that does a pu'ula of rishis has a te'elus nifla. He brings Klal Yisrael de tshuva. So he has a schus in himself in his rishis that he does. And that schus that he has is oimid that from the bonov that should come out Torah. That schus that he has is goyrim that there should be epsanitzis of toiv that he has paid up with in Torah. Because since he brings Klal Yisrael de tshuva and he's ma'ir tshuva in Klal Yisrael, even he wasn't mechavim to it. But sof kol sof he has a yad in his alus of Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. That's paid up with that nekuda, that's from the bonov, where the Gemara is going to explain further, all the nyonim that come out, that all has to do with it. That's why the Gemara says, Mibnei bonov shalom alam teir b'mnei brak, Mibnei bonov shal sischa alam du tenoikis b'yishalayim, Mibnei bonov shal sancheriv alam du teir b'rabim, man inu shmaya v'avtalyon. That's what the Gemara wants to bring out, the nekuda of what comes out, the teiv that comes out from that they bring klal Yisrael, they tshuva. Believe me, next week we'll start again from this Gemara.